Almost 40,000 Australians are still stuck overseas. Some of them have spent up to 9 months trying to get home. It is almost impossible to get a commercial flight, and the whole process has just become even more difficult because National Cabinet has lowered the cap on international arrivals to stop the spread of the UK's highly contagious strain of coronavirus. As a result, some Australians booked on government-organised repatriation flights have lost their spot. Basically, they've been thrown off the flight, leaving them in limbo. Tim Moore is one of those Australians. He's in Indiana with his wife and two children. He joins me on the line right now. Tim, thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thanks, Chris.
You were due to fly from LA to Brisbane on Wednesday. What were you told by the Department of Foreign Affairs, and how close to the flight taking off were you told?
We were told over the weekend. So we were just told that with the reduced caps, some seats had been, some people had been taken off the flight. They hadn't contacted us before that to work out our story. So I assume they're doing it off, I don't know, some data that they must have. And they said they've put us on a wait list. But at the moment, there's no scheduled Qantas flights beyond that. There's ones going this week, next week, and the week after, but they're all subject to this reduction.
How do they differentiate between your requirement to get back home and the requirement of other passengers to get back home?
Look, I'm not sure. And it could well be that the people they've left on may be more in need than.
But how do they know? How do they know?
No, yeah, exactly. Well, there's a database where you go and enter how many flights you've had cancelled, your passport information. There's an opportunity for extra information. We booked this recently once. My father-in-law has a cancer diagnosis. It's not very clear, but we thought this is an opportunity to get home. So they just might. They just didn't have our information. But like I said, this is just a general challenge. So it might not be that our situation is the worst. It's just generally hard with these reduced caps, and particularly now that these Qantas flights are being affected.
Why are you in Indiana?
I'm doing some work over here. So I was working at Melbourne University a couple of years ago. I got an opportunity to come over here. I'm an economist. I'm working at Purdue University. Mm-hmm. So our plan is to be over here for a few years while the kids are young, come back with those extra skills and experience. Look, if this hadn't happened, we would just be planning to ride it out here. But obviously we made that decision before COVID-19.
So how long have you seriously been trying to get home?
Look, so in our case, it's just been a couple of weeks.
Right.
So we found out that my father-in-law has a large tumor. It may be good. It may not be good. And we just thought, let's just get on a flight if we can do that.
But your wife Anna would like to be by his side at the moment.
Yeah, obviously, and we have to do 2 weeks quarantine in a hotel, which is completely fine. We understand the need for that, and also because it flies into Brisbane, we ultimately want to get back to Melbourne. So there's some potential that the borders might close. So given all that, we just thought. We saw a flight. It's one of these Qantas flights. Let's get on it. If it turns out to be serious, then my wife Anna is with her dad. I'm in a fortunate position. I can be home in Australia for some months and still work remotely.
So how does it work from here? Do you put yourself on another waiting list? Do you add additional data to your profile so you're given priority?
Yeah.
Or how does it work?
Yeah, so I've added the data now that we've had a flight cancellation. What I'll do, there's no new flights, but there's other carriers, so I'll probably book one or two refundable tickets.
Right.
Probably for late March. Looks like it's the next time We could fly economy. Business class is just a bit out of our reach with four tickets. Because that's obviously the way, I mean, people are having to make these decisions about, yeah, do I buy something more expensive in order to get priority?
Supply and demand, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. But yeah, we'll book some tickets. We'll hope they're not cancelled, and then we'll also hope that my father-in-law gets a good prognosis. In which case, then we can leave some seats for other stranded Australians. So these are just difficult times, and we just tried to make a decision, knowing that just to try and make sure that that Anna could be with her dad if things turn bad. If things turn out okay, then we'll be patient and not overburden the system.
That's the point, isn't it? You can't panic about these things because you're well and truly away from home. You've got to have patience, and fingers crossed for Anna's father too. Tim, all the very
Thanks
best.
So much. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of risks even travelling. So, look, if we don't have to travel, then that lessens our risk of getting COVID. I appreciate your interest. I know there's a lot of difficult situations. It's just these Qantas flights were a real beacon of hope.
Yeah. All the very best. I'm sure it'll work out
all
fine
right
for you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim. Tim Moore in Indiana. You see, a lot of people say, and I've heard the conversations, both on air and off air from people, why didn't they come back earlier? Everyone's got a different scenario, in a different place, with different circumstances. We've got to be understanding and appreciative of the barriers that they face. They'd be home if they could. And of course, the more, you know, people want to come back home, the more expensive flights are. If you take business, you're a certainty to get home. If you don't take business, you're not. You tend to have to wait back in the next line, which can be awfully frustrating.